you hear more and more concerns about the future of the church here in eastern Montana and in throughout the United States. And the way that people talk about this concern is they're concerned about the declines of the number of Catholics active. You know, they look around and it seems like there are less and less Catholics who are active at any moment. You know, it seems like mass attendance is down quite a bit. When we look at the financial situation of many of our parishes, our dioceses, and even charitable organizations, it seems like contributions aren't able to keep up with the financial needs of these organizations. And then whenever there's some needs in the parish or some outreach work or something like that, it always seems like there's not enough people willing to do the work. It's always just a very small number who are doing this work. And then we look at our families, we look at those close to us, and we see that there are great numbers of people who are no longer really identifying themselves as Catholic. I'm sure we all know people who, they were baptized Catholic, they went through the sacraments, they went through religious education or even the school, but they're no longer Catholic. They're no longer participating in the faith life of the church. They basically don't call themselves Catholic anymore and don't really identify with that. And for most of these people, it's not that they're angry at the church or anything like that. They just don't care. They just really, the church is no longer a part of their lives through whatever reason. And I think for many of us, this includes our family members. You probably have children, most of you probably have children and grandchildren who are not participating in the faith. Or like me, you have a sibling, a brother or a sister, or multiple who are no longer practicing their faith. And when we have these concerns, this leads us to try to find the answers. Why are we losing Catholics? Why are fewer and fewer Catholics participating in their faith? And that naturally causes us to start to look for programs, things that we can do to try to bring these people back. And that's a good thing. That's a very good and healthy idea, is to try to say, what can we do to bring these people back? But there's also kind of a dark side on this, that when we start to look for answers, we start to point fingers. We start to look for culprits of who's at fault. Why are people leaving the church? Well, you know, it's those clergy. If only they would preach better, no argument here. If only they would, you know, preach more forcefully. If only they would preach less forcefully. They're too forceful. They're scaring people away. Or maybe it's music. If only we had more trendy and upbeat music, people would come. Or I've heard several someone say, if only we had no music, then people would come. They don't like to sing, so they go away. Maybe it's our religious ed program. If only they taught more strongly the faith. No, maybe if they had more games and activities for the kids. No, maybe if they did more outreach, and so on and so on. I think every person who tries to find an answer has an excuse why people are leaving the church. And the problem with this is that it's by pointing fingers, we're looking for the problem, for the solution of the problem outside of us. It's someone else's fault that people are leaving the church. And that's not the answer. If we wish to bring people back to the faith, we need to be looking at ourselves as individuals, each and every one of us. We need to be asking ourselves, am I living as a disciple of Jesus? Am I living as a follower? Am I allowing my life to be influenced by Him? Now, I hope everyone has noticed that I've been talking more and more about discipleship, because I see that as one of the greatest concerns we have that in the church today, is that we are called to be disciples. Each and every one of us are called to be followers of Christ. And you know, by and large, as Catholics, we're not doing that. We're not being disciples. And you know what? Others can see that. Our families, our friends, those around us can see if we are living as disciples of Christ or not. I would argue, and I'm not the only one to argue this, there are more and more in the church, especially here in the United States, that are waking up to this, that the number of Catholics who have really committed themselves to Christ as a disciple is a very, very small percentage. The numbers are very small. The fact is, as Catholics, we're not becoming disciples. We're not coming to know our Lord personally. We're not seeking that personal relationship with Him that is so necessary to being a disciple. You know, the fact is, so many Catholics just go through the routines. They follow the rules. We come to Mass every Sunday, or most Sundays. Maybe receive the sacrament of confession once a year, because that's what we're required to do. Maybe. And that's really about it. Maybe pray once in a while. But you know, the sad part is, more and more Catholics aren't even doing that. They aren't even going through the routines. And those are the ones that we see leaving the church. These declines that we see are not the problem. They're the symptom of the problem. And the problem is that we are not being disciples of Christ. We are called to be disciples. And if we want to know what discipleship looks like, we can look no further than the gospel today. John the Baptist is held up for us as the example of what discipleship is like. He sent his disciples to know more about our Lord. Of course, he could not go himself because he was in prison. But he sought to know our Lord. Look at this question he has his disciples ask. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Now, this isn't a question you ask when you're looking for head knowledge. This isn't a question you ask when you want the Jeopardy trivia. That's not what that you ask. John the Baptist is asking, are you the one? Are you the one that we are to enter into relationship with that we might have salvation? Are you the one that we are, that he came, that John the Baptist came to be the forerunner, to proceed, to prophesy on behalf of? To be a disciple means entering into a relationship with our Lord. Again, not just going through the motions, but truly entering into that personal relationship with our Lord and following him out of love. Not out of habit, not out of that's what we've always done, but always out of love. And then to obey his rules, not for their own sake. We don't follow rules for rules' own sake, but we follow them because we love our Lord and we desire to please him and to follow him. And then as a disciple, we allow our Lord to change us, to open us up to his grace and his love, which he wants to bestow on us so badly. And then to rejoice in his presence in our lives. To rejoice that our Lord wants to dwell with us and wants to be in that relationship with us. And as a disciple, we then seek to be with him for all eternity. We need to realize that just as John the Baptist's life and mission was fulfilled by the coming of our Lord, our lives reach their fulfillment. We are completely fulfilled by being a disciple of our Lord. There is nothing else on earth that can fulfill us better than being a disciple of our Lord. So may we seek that discipleship in our lives. Seek to have that relationship with that our Lord and allow it to shine through us and lead others to the one who is to come.